Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rene Lachman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Lou Kraus. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lee Stang. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Lee Stang. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stang fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Colavito moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Colavito moves to third. two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Lachman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards third. Alves catches it and throws to second to double up Lachman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Lachman and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Davalillo moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Kraus covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Causey reaches second base with a double. Tartabull moves to third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Stang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stang is 0 for 1 in the game. Stang hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lachman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 0 in the game. Kraus strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Landis steals second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 2 in the game. Alves hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rene Lachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lachman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sims takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Duke Sims. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplau pinch hits for Gary Bell. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lachman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Don Mossy now pitching. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Phil Roof now catching. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McMahon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Santiago Rosario now playing first base. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 3 in the game. Charles hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hershberger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Don McMahon. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Phil Roof. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.